Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the March Mayhem of Music. Today we have the Rock of Ages bracket going on, and I'm Christopher Burdash, and I'm joined here by...
John Hallwood.
Mason McFalls.
Nick Lamontino.
And today we have a interesting second round going on. We're at the Sweet 16, boys, aren't we?
Yes, the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. So today, going head-to-head against each other, we have Led Zeppelin against Bon Jovi, and then Red Hot Chili Peppers versus Nirvana. I think, in my opinion, this is probably going to be our favorite show that we're going to do.
Definitely is, and again, we were kind of shocked that Red Hot Chili Peppers beat out Fall Out Boy's... Boy, I should say. Sorry, not boys. Just because we just thought... They were a newer band. All the freshmen know them. They were releasing in a new, I believe, a new album. Really, it was quite a shock to see Red Hot Chili Peppers pull it out, and it's quite exciting.
Yeah, that was a big bracket buster. I did not expect that to happen.
Yeah, it was. And again, Led Zeppelin against Bon Jovi is it going to be a great matchup? Don't you think, Nick?
Oh yeah.
I bet Bon Jovi's gonna beat Led Zeppelin by a landslide.
Today's gonna be a great show. A lot of good artists. Sadly, we have to. It's not gonna be as long as we want to, but we're gonna still. The show must go on, and we're gonna do the best we can. And starting up first for our first song is going to be by Led Zeppelin to start us all off with some good old, let's see here, Stairway to Heaven. So let's get right into it.
Thank you. soon. If we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter.
And that was Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Man, Led Zeppelin's such a great band, man. Or such a great artist, I should say. That was my fault. We are back again. I'm Christopher Birdash.
Nick Lambertino.
Mason McFalls.
And that was the first song of the show. The poll for the show should be up very soon. We're not sure when, but if you follow at Knights Radio, you should be able to catch up on the most recent polls and the most recent bracket breakers. Next up, we're going to be we have Bon Jovi, which I have. I'm going to be honest here. I have all of my money down on Bon Jovi.
No,
on like just beating Led Zeppelin, or
did I have him making it past like making it to the Final Four? I should say.
Yeah, I can see that. I could definitely say Bon Jovi's going to make it past that.
But
I feel like they're definitely going to beat Led Zeppelin. Definitely.
Bon Jovi, I feel like he's going to beat Led Zeppelin. Bon Jovi steamrolled through Rolling Stones. He's going to have a lot of momentum going into this.
Well, you put him up against the Rolling Stones. So, like, I'm still going with Led Zeppelin. I'm saying they're going to push through. More people are getting to know them now. They're going to push through, and they're going to beat Bon Jovi.
Nope. Yeah. I to be honest, with my music, I like more, like, with rock, I like more, like, upbeat, maybe a bit faster music. And Led Zeppelin, well, he's good. His songs are very chill, very relaxed, and that's not really my full style. Sure, I'll listen to it, and I like stuff like that, but I prefer, like, the, like, higher...
upbeat type of stuff.
More upbeat type of music.
Headbanging.
Not like headbanging, not like
that's up my alley.
Stuff like that. No. But yeah, I feel like Bon Jovi could take it to the Final Four.
Oh yeah.
If some way and some miracle happens, I might with the smallest speck of hope see him going to the finals.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's a big enough shot on its own for me to say
right there.
Get to
the finals, we're going to have to beat Posty or Billie Eilish, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Oh, yeah. All right, but to get straight back to the music, we're going to have a little bit of the Jove with some You Give Love a Bad Name. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
that was You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. Or a little bit of the Jovi, as I should say. I'm a loser, guys. Don't worry about it. We are back again with some of that March Mayhem of music. I am Christopher Burdash.
Nick Lambertino.
And Mason McFalls.
And we're going on to the second part of our bracket with a little bit of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Nirvana. But before we get to that, the polls for yesterday finally came in. I'm going to bring it to Nick to give a little bit of information on it.
Let me just say, they're not over yet, but they're all less than 5-7 minutes, and they're probably not going to change. But
I don't think so.
First matchup was 1 seed Little Uzi Vert versus 5 seed A Boogie.
Or, hold on, or as Wiggles would like to call it, A Boogie.
A Boogie. And our second poll was between number 2 seed NBA Youngboy versus Roddy Ricch. So, don't forget to vote at Knights Radio. Polls are almost over. Almost over, but who knows? You can make a big difference.
I just want to say now, Wiggles, I'm sorry, I love you, man. But yeah, the polls are almost over. If, you know, if you haven't voted yet and you want to, you know, pitch in your vote, try to help your, you know, your pick win, head on to Twitter at Knights Radio to vote and try to make a last second comeback, you know. But anyway, Red Hot Chili Peppers versus Nirvana. It's going to be
they
great.
Had a big upset last round, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers pulled through somehow with it.
Even though they were the 3 seed, I didn't think they were going to beat the more known. I feel like Fall Out Boy is more known than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I felt like Fall Out Boy kind of had it more in the bag than Red Hot Chili Peppers, but
I had Fall Out Boy beating. I think I had Fall Out Boy beating Bon Jovi and make it to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I had in my bracket. I don't really know that. I forget.
I guess you could say that Fall Out Boy was or Red
Fallen.
Hot Fallen. Yeah. Well, how about this? Red Hot Chili Peppers were too hot to handle for Fall Out Boy.
Stop. No, no more puns. That's no. It. Kill the puns right there.
Yeah, that was really bad. But yeah, it's going to be great. Next up, we have from... We're starting off Red Hot Chili Peppers, and what we have going on is... Snout.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say. Whoa!
That was Snow by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We are back. And I am Christopher Burdash.
Nick Labatino.
Mason McFalls.
John Hallwood.
And we are about to wrap up this show very soon. But not before we announce Monday's shows / hosts. I'm going to bring that to Johnny Wiggles.
Yes, next
what
week.
What you got?
Monday's show is going to be Best of 2000s. We got Rihanna going against Nicki Minaj, which is a quite surprising matchup. We all thought Lady Gaga would pull out the upset against Nicki, but Nicki Minaj comes out. Then we have Bruno and Beyonce, and that's a great matchup right there. I want to mention that.
That's a hard choice.
It is, and two great artists going against each other, and personally, my favorite out of those two is probably Bruno Mars. I like his music. He has a lot more. He has a lot more hits, I think, than Beyonce.
That's probably debatable, depending on who you ask.
That is true. If you ask a diehard Beyonce fan, you probably. But yeah, but again, our host for the Best of 2000s, PJ Ridd and Janaysia.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a great show Monday. I'm kind of a fan of 2010 music. I don't really listen to it that much. More of old classic rock, but yeah. But anyway, for all of you who may have joined the broadcast late or live under a rock, we have all these shows. All these shows will be podcasted on Sterling's website if you just visit there and you just want to, you know, come back and listen to the random stuff that we talk about. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up here with a little bit of Come As You Are by Nirvana. This has been the Rock of Ages bracket for Sterling SHS. If you want to, the polls are going to be coming up soon. So if you want to get right into it, just go to Twitter at Knights Radio. Anyway, this is WSHS, Sterling High School Radio.
Come as you are, as you were, as I was.
was written by the Vaseline's. Well, it's a rendition of an old Christian song, I think. Or we do it the Vaseline's way.